Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We got our good friend Pam Danziger back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Unity Marketing. She's the lady who joins us and tells us about what people are doing out there in the marketplace, what consumers are doing, especially in the area of luxury goods. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's good to be with you today.
It's good to have you back. Pam, it seems that I've heard recently, thank goodness I heard this, that 60 is the new 40.
Right.
pink is the new black.
Right.
And lately, with regard to payables, 90 is the new 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there something, and now you're bringing us something to call the new normal. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's really that what's going to happen after this recession, and the economy and the way we behaved as consumers before this recession is really, we're not going to be behaving the same way. So there is going to be a new normal. And, you know, it's so interesting if we think back about what happened after 9/11. I mean, everybody talked about, oh, after 9/11, there was this, you know, the stock market went down,
yeah,
and there was a slight recession and people held back on spending. But, you know, 9/11 was caused and the reaction of consumers was caused by one thing and one thing only, and that was, you know, this terrible attack,
right,
to our country. And I mean, we all were in shock. But what's happened now in this recession today has got so many underlying changes and demanding very significant changes on the part of consumers. So in effect, you know, we really are going to have a new normal afterwards, because it's not going to be business as usual once the recession ends. We really
One of the things that happened after 9/11 is we were actually encouraged to go out and spend money.
Right.
Get the economy going again.
Right. Well, people are, you know, saying that too, but I'll tell you what, we don't have the money to spend. We're getting a survey out of the field right now among affluent people, and these are people with $100,000 or more. And a quarter of the people we surveyed, a quarter said that their personal financial situation has declined significantly in the current economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge.
That is a lot. And, you know, here's the thing. It's not even people who, even if their financial situation has been crimped, they still have more money than they'll ever spend. Even those people are not spending money because I think they feel like it's unseemly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is, but you know, I think that there is a growing social consciousness. Again, we were just in Beverly Hills, and we just did a series of focus groups with really, you know, highly engaged, real active, you know, historically active luxury spenders, and talked to them about the current situation and how it has affected their lives. And
right,
what they're saying is that, you know, maybe their personal situation hasn't been affected, but they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. So that's
right,
one thing. But the other thing they're feeling is that they are seeing people in their neighborhoods losing homes, losing jobs,
yeah, yeah,
and it's really bringing, one man said in the focus group, oh, the party is over, and they are really looking at their lifestyles and adjusting to a new normal, and that new normal is not living beyond your means,
mm-hmm,
and making sure that you save for a rainy day, and really thinking about the effects of your spending. And so there's a growing social consciousness that we're going to see play out in the future, and it's going to have bring a lot of changes to business in America.
Well, here's what's going to happen. One of the reasons why this is what you're saying is happening, not one of the contributing factors, is the lack of credit. The readily available consumer credit, those days are not there. We don't have that anymore. And
right,
I mean, that's not to say that some people don't have credit, but the average person doesn't have a lot of extra credit. For one reason, the credit card companies clamp down on their credit lines.
Right.
And even though they may have been current with their cards, but that's one thing. But the other thing is just that people are realizing that, you know what, I can actually, in the last few months, people have said, you know what, I can actually live on less. I don't have to have some of that stuff. They're starting to say, you know what, I'm buying what I need, I'm not buying what I want.
Right, and that's a fundamental change, and you know clearly
right.
we've got to think about it because with consumers, you know, we talk a lot about the right brain and left brain. The right brain being mm-hmm. the emotional side, and you know people buying out of that kind of desire,
right.
which is right brain. Today they're really putting the brakes on, and their brakes are coming from the left brain, and they are asking questions. They're asking harder questions. Do I really need this? Is it a good use of my limited resource? Again. We really are thinking about what should I do with my money, and for the long term. And you know, frankly, I think it's good that the from a personal consumer point of view, less credit is better than more.
Yeah.
And I think that is but it's not good for businesses which really
need credit terms
to get that inventory so that they have products to sell.
Well, see, and we've seen this. I mentioned this in the previous segment before you got here, Pam, when I was telling the audience about you coming. We saw this 18 or so years ago when the government passed a luxury tax on things like yachts and expensive cars and diamonds and furs and things like that. You know, yeah, it did. It stopped some people from buying those things. And, of course, if they did buy them, they had to pay a tax on them. But what it did was it put a whole lot of blue-collar people out of work.
Right, right.
It hurt the economy. It contributed.
Right.
It actually contributed to the recession.
Right. Right. Well, the simple fact is the affluent consumers and the rich people who can afford yachts are few and far between. So, you know, that's let's talk about that first. But
yeah, I had to cancel mine, Pam. I was having one built, but I had to cancel it.
Right. Well, never in my lifetime am I going to have such a thing. And you know, I drive a Ford, for heaven's sake. You know,
I drive a GMC.
Yeah. So, you know, but you know, the affluent really are the heavy lifters in the economy. And again,
yep.
these are people with $100,000 and above income, and that's not
mm-hmm.
the top 20%. That's not these people are not rich. That I'm surveying, they are people who are living a pretty good life.
Right.
They're living
$100,000 income is not a rich person.
No, but they're doing better than the average. But it takes, you know, but they are the heavy lifters. They personally consume,
yep.
you know, 2 to 3 times more than people in the middle.
And they buy things that give that support jobs for those people who make them, whether
exactly.
on all different levels. We come back. By the way, Pam's books are Shopping. Also, Let Them Eat Cake, which I love that title. And then, Why Don't People Buy Things They Don't? Why do people buy things they don't need? And we'll be right back with Pam Benziger. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis bringing us back.
Watching
Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the late, great Otis Redding, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, which, by the way, my blog post that I put up yesterday is titled, Can Social Media Be Dangerous for Your Small Business? I ask that question, and I answer it, too. By the way, folks, so check that out, the blog. And also my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. I mentioned my newsletter, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, like our outstanding guest this half hour, Pam Danziger. Lots and lots of folks there who have deposited so much wisdom with us, including Pam. And so, folks, check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, you can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JimBlasingame, all one word. Pam, are you on Twitter?
No, I have not. I have not bothered to do that. I'm not into the social media at all.
Well,
I just think it takes too much time.
It does take a lot of time. Well, it's just like anything. I was drug kicking and screaming into it, but I'm using it, and we're using it effectively. But it is something you have to really be judicious about the time that you put into it, because
right.
The return is not like you might think. And anyway, that's what the article's about.
Right.
So, folks,
right.
check that out on the blog.
Good.
But you really ought to get on Twitter, Pam. You ought to go ahead. You need to go get Twitter.com/PamDanziger.
Well, I'll tell you, I spend a lot of time writing press releases. I do, you know, a press release about once a week. I put out information about new information and new research we do.
Well, you should
and
be
consider that kind of my blog.
You should be tweeting about that, though. See, Twitter will get you. It will get you. Somebody like you, that's what you do. You really need to be on Twitter because you can tweet about those press releases, and it's a new distribution. So anyway, think about that. Pam, tell us how we can find your books and how we can find you.
Okay, well, you can visit me at my website at www.unitymarketingonline.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter there. And we have a number of white papers that I've recently published that tell people about, you know, how the affluent market and high-end goods are going in sales and retail. So I invite people to come to the website. And I'm getting a lot of questions from people. They really are, in fact, looking. I mean, I've just got the numbers from the Department of Commerce about retail sales in February, and overall sales are down like 8% at retail, and that's huge from previous year. So people really are wondering what's going on and how can we position ourselves for success. And you know, I think, you know, our research really does help you understand the mindset of today's consumer and how you can play to that.
So check it out, folks, and use it to your advantage as you do your business planning. And Pam has all three of her books there available for you. Pam, small business owners have been going through a tough time in the last several months, as you know.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
exactly. And aren't we all? And so when the business owners that I know, as I talk to them, you know, they're all across the board. Some of them don't know if they're going to make it. Some of them are saying, you know what, for some reason we're doing okay. And some of them are saying, hey, I've got a countercyclical business. When the economy's slow, my business picks up. So, you know, it depends. But everybody I know is not taking as much money out of the company as they used to.
Right.
Maybe some business owners aren't even paying themselves a salary.
Right.
Or if they are, they're paying themselves only what they must have to survive. And the interest, even if their business is doing okay, Pam, they're doing that to make sure they preserve cash.
Right. Right. Well, I think it's the only logical thing to do. I mean, you have to plan.
But let me stick one thing in here. We're talking about millions and millions of people, Pam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Small business. When somebody says small business owner, you know, they think, well, okay, I know six of those guys. But there are 25 million small business owners in America, counting the independent contractors.
Right. Right.
That's a lot of people.
Well, it really is, and it's an important part of the economy. And, you know, I guess, well, I mean, we all know what's going on in the government, and the moves that are being made are not helping small business.
Right.
So we have to help ourselves, and that means we do need to be very prudent this year. We have to be very careful. And, you know, that's the way I'm running my business, and I know that's the way you're running yours.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have to do, and just, you know, see ourselves through. I mean, the signs are that the recession, quote-unquote, is going to end toward the end of this year. But again, people are not going to come back spending the way they used to. So I think we have to plan on.
They're not going to trust it. We've been shocked by what's happened. The marketplace has been shocked. A lot of people have been. It's, you know, they've been frightened by what's happened. And I think a lot of people. I think most people are saying, you know what, even if the economy picks up, I'm not going to trust it.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I think it's a prudent, careful, new kind of consumer that we're going to face in a new kind of marketplace. So that means we really have to up our game as small businesses and make sure we're selling the things that people really want to buy, desire to buy, and are really fulfilling. Well, it's all about this value, because that's what it all comes down
to. Right.
People will buy if the value is there.
But the other thing, Pam, I think is going to happen is we're going to have a more disciplined marketplace after this.
Definitely.
We have it now, and it's going to continue to be. And that discipline, if we can grow the economy based on that discipline, that's actually going to be a better economy, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. Yeah, because we experienced a boom. And, you know, one of the things that I see when I think now back upon this luxury boom that we went through, we were spending our perceived wealth, not our real incomes.
That's right. And that's not disciplined at all.
No. Pam, now we've got to go back to spending real income.
I got to wrap it up. Pam Danziger, thanks for being here. Good job
thanks
today, as
so
always.
Thanks so much. And you have a
you
good
always
day.
Bring us good stuff. Pam Danziger, folks, Unity Marketing What's the website again, Pam?
Online.com. UnityMarketingOnline.com.
UnityMarketingOnline.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.